Talking about the Bria, two versions in Chumash of the creation of Adam Rishon and Chava. First pasuk says, the end of the sixth day. Vayomer Elokim, sixth day begins, Totze Horetz, Nefesh Chai Elamina. Earth should give forth all different animals. Behema, Veremes, Chaisa, Oretz, Lamina. Vayas Elokim, Es Chaisa, Oretz, Lamina. Now, there's two stages. One, the earth gave forth these animals, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who perfected them. Rashi says, Tiknum b'tzivyonum b'tikunum b'komosum. Vayar Elokim kitov. Now here it says, Vayar Elokim kitov. Rashi translates it tav. See, the word tov sometimes means different things. Vayomer Elokim na'asod. Salmenu k'musena. Now this Adam, the Yirdu, he will rule over. So Rashi says, Geish Bloshen Hazel Loshen Ridui, Loshen Yerido. Dominating and falling down. Zocho, if a person is Zocha, Roda Bechayos Uvehemos, he rules over the animals. Lo zocha, not so yored lefneim, v'chayim oleh shaspo. They rule over him. What this means, you'll see. Hu bedgas hayom uvof hashamayim uvahema. Man rules over the world. Man is the purpose of the world. It's there to serve him. He is there for him to use it, to conquer it. Vayivel kim es Adam b'tzalmo. So it says first Na'as Adam, it's say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the plan. Vayivel kim es Adam b'tzalmo. Vitzelem Elokim Boros. Now here, there is a repetition. Pasuk says b'tzalmo. In his image, Tzelem Elokim Bara also. So Rashi was sensitive. Now the word his image could be his with a capital H or his with a small h. With a capital H, it would mean a form of Tzelem Elokim. Small h means Kadosh Baruch Hu gave everyone his own individual image, that which is his individual Tzelem Elokim. Rashi interprets it with a small h. Bitfus ha'osui lo. And that unique thing that is unique to each individual. What Rashi is telling us is a very important idea. Tzelem Elokim is not one universal thing for everyone. There may be certain aspects of human personality that are universal, but each person is his own unique, has his own unique Tzelem Elokim, his own unique spiritual abilities and spiritual potential. And no two human beings are the same. Zohar and Akeva also. And there's a separate Tzelem Elokim for Zohar. What the Pasuk is telling us is a very simple idea. It's not that men and women are something different, a different goof. They're different personalities. They have different identities. And he created them different. By Baruch Hashem Elokim. And Vayom Elohim Elokim, true or true? And what was the bracha that they should be able to prove? But in the brachas we say, Arachas, we say, Shiotos Kim Betzalmo, Betzalim the Mustav Nisa. There's a very interesting phenomenon. Human being was initially created by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a guf and neshama. And created as a guf and neshama, a yipach ba'ap of later on, we'll see, nishmas ruchayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him a chelek olkam emau, a divine essence. And the Shomer. And his goof was made very similar to the goof of animals, but that separates him. Because it is the carrier of a Neshama, quite a separate physical creation. But subsequently, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the human being an ability not only very different than animals. An animal will reproduce. Physically it reproduces and produces a physical product. Human beings physically reproduce, but they produce a product that is part physical and part spiritual. The Tzelem Elokim, Hiskin Lo Mimenu Binyan Hayad, it's in the hands of human beings to create a human being, the HaKadosh Baruch, who will then supply with a neshama. We say, Elokai neshama shenasata bi. The neshama gets put into the human being by HaKadosh Baruch. Says, Kuruvu, as Ramban says, Zubroch Mamish. And says Vayom Elohim Elokim, Vayvarach Hashem Elokim, Vayruvu, Vayomer, Hinei Nasati, Lachem, I gave you, it's called Esav Zorei Azera, Sher Pnei Kol Aretz, all vegetative matter for you to eat. That's called Eitzer Shebo Priets, anything that comes from the ground, from the trees, Zorei Azera, Lachem Yelocha. And all the you eat the same thing as animals eat, namely the things that grow. What does tov ma'od mean? So Rashi says, Kunkel says, Takin Lechado. So the word Tov sometimes is Tav and some is Takin. Takin is a very practical thing, it works. Tov, Takin Lechado means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created many, many different things in this world, but they all coordinate, the entire world coordinates and works together. and functions as one unit. Now, this is one version of the creation of Adam HaRishon. There's another version of creation of Adam HaRishon. Eile Toldo Shamayim Bihibara. These are the what happened in the creation of Shamayim Varetz. Yom Atzos Hashem Elokim Eretz Shamayim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Eretz Shamayim. V'chol Siach HaSodeh Terem Yabaretz V'chol Esav HaSodeh Terem Yitzmach. Nothing had grown, so Rashi says, Adayin Lo Tzomach Ela Al Pesach Karka Omdu Ad Yom Shishi. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave, when he says Tache Horetz Desha, it's not that it came out of the ground, it was waiting there right under the ground to come out. Ela Pesach HaKarka Omdu Ad Yom Shishi. Why? Lo Ki Lo Himti Ma Tam Lo Himti. Kodesh Baruch Hu had the following problem, that in order for things to grow and to function, we need rain. Rain comes, this is a Gemara in Tainis, it's not a natural phenomenon. You can describe how it does, the Gemara describes how it does. It evaporates into the clouds from the oceans, then comes down on the earth, and it's a cycle. But the Gemara also says in Tainus Daf Beis that Kadosh Baruch Hu never gave over the maftechos of Gesham. Kadosh Baruch Hu left Geshem in a very undefined way. No one in the world today, even today, understands what makes it rain here, what doesn't make it rain there. They can describe weather patterns, but no one really understands. Why? Because Geshem comes in response to tefillah, and human beings deserving it, and human beings don't deserve it. That's why wherever we have story of Schar V'Onesh, we say, V'Nasatim T'Aretz Chem B'Ito. What's Schar V'Onesh? Otzar Shemayim V'lo Yamoto. Rain is in response to Hashgach HaPratis of human beings and human societies and the like. There are no human beings, they don't have the mechanism to bring rain. No mechanism to bring rain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't have the vegetative life emerge from the ground yet. The Odom Ayin, and there's no human beings. Sheba Odom Arishan, Rashi's, Yodash Hu Tzoroch Olam. And when the moment Odom was created, he realized the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu informed him and taught him how the world goes, that the world cannot function without rain. He davened for it. And it rained immediately, and then all the vegetative matter came out of the earth. So, it's a whole other view of Bereshis. And Echanami, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a certain Seder. But the human being is at the end, the human being is the purpose. And without the human being, there's no need for rain, there's no need for vegetative matter, there's no need for anything. So the moment Adam Rishon is created, everything else kicks in and everything else comes out. Adam davens and the world continues. The Eid Yalim et Aretz. And Rashi says, this is in Briyosar Shel Adam. There was a cat. He said, Hello es hatahom v'hishka ha'anonim lishos ha'ofov v'nivra ha'adam. Adam was going to be created from the earth, needed water, so there was this cloud and everything was watered, and the v'yitzah Hashem lukim es ha'adam ofam en ha'adam. Now this ofam en ha'adam is not any ofam en ha'adam, it's taken from Harab, from the Koma Mizbeach. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas ruach, nishmas chayim. He breathed into him nishmas chayim. Rashi says, Asa'o min ha'tachtonim u min ha'olyonim. Guf min ha'tachtonim u nishom min ha'olyonim. It's a physical body, the spiritual neshama. Yisha b'yom rishon, Rashi, the world is split, the two worlds. It's a physical world, it's a spiritual world. Nefesh chaya. What is nefesh chaya? Rashi says, Deo the dibor, understanding and language. Unkel says, nefesh memavolo, the ability to speak. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being, he just didn't create a human being stop. He imposed on his mind the concepts and the ideas that are necessary to function in this world. The ability to develop language, to think logically, certain basic ideas, certain basic feelings of justice against murder and stealing. Just there are many concepts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposed. It's language, concept of numbers, structure. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the mind of the human being. And as the Rambam writes in many places, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set us up with a basic idea of justice and planted that in our minds. So what is the taina against Goyim of not keeping Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Noach? HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed it to them. But more than that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted this in the human being in a natural way. A person can twist it. He can twist it and turn it. And if he violates the natural way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being, he's taking account for it. Because he begins with a netiyah for justice, against murder, against stealing, and necessity for justice and the like. These are part of the psyche of the normal human being. They can be eliminated. But that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that is part of our normal psyche. And he expects us to fulfill it and to do it. And as the Rambam writes in Parash Mishnayos in Bava Kamma, and a person who, let's say a non-Jew, doesn't keep Shiva Mitzvah B'nai Noach, he is not fulfilling the nature that he was created, and he's taking any seriously punished for it. Can't say, well, who told me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that as part of the human being. And that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a neshama and a mind. He gave us with all sorts of kalim, concept of numbers, the concept of language, and all sorts of ideas. He made a place in Gan Eden, called Gan Eden, and he put the human being there. But that's not really, there's a piece missing here. Adam HaRishon was created on Har HaBayis. Rama writes in Perek Beis, Hilchos Beis HaBchira, on the service he be Yaakov, it's an undisputed Messiah. Shahab, that Har, the Makom of Mizbeach, that's what David built the Beis Hamikdash, the Mizbeach, that's where the Akedah was, that's where Noach brought his carbon when he got out of the Teva, that's where Cain and Abel brought their carbon, that's where Adam HaRishon brought his carbon, B'yom Shenivra U'Misham Nivra. So, Rambam says, Mosoros B'Yakov, it's a Medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Ofer Min Adama, created Adam HaRishon there. And then the first thing Adam HaRishon did was he davened rain and he brought a carpet. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him and put him into Gan Eden. And what's this Gan Eden? Vayatzmach Hashem Elokim el Adamo kol eitz nechmod l'marev tov l'machol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made every beautiful thing to eat, to look at. Vayetz Hachayim betoch ha'gan v'eitz hadas tovra. And two trees. Eitz Hachayim and Eitz Hadas. And there are four rivers. And Vayikach Shem Elokim et Adam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Adam HaRishon Vayanechehu b'Gan Eden. Put him in Gan Eden. Lo'ovdoch u'lishomro. So Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Asks a very simple question. The whole thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, this wonderful creation with a neshama, And he took him into a place and wanted him to be a farmer. That's the whole thing. So if you take a look in Targum Yonasan, the Ashrei Beginonusa de Eden, he put him in Gan Eden. The Mehevi Plachba Oraisa, to serve him through the Torah, Ulaminta Bekudosa, and to keep its mitzvahs. Okay, now, Pirkei Rabbi Lechem says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the way Mefarshim explained, we got into greater detail. The human being was given tremendous koyachos nefesh. The purpose of those koyachos nefesh is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was put in a place free of any concerns or worries at all. Gan Eden, all the food is there. Climate is there. It means nothing. Just serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this ideal world, that's the way it should be. And all the messed up, and that's why, in the end, we don't live on Gan Eden doing nothing but serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ramban, in the beginning of Parshas Bukhu Kolsar, says, ultimately, when Mashiach comes, we're going to go back to that stage. But in this present time, we're working up to get back to the stage. The purpose of the human being is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doing the Ratzon HaBorei. He was initially created and put in a place he'd have no other concerns, nothing else on his mind, not be bothered by anything. But Vatzavashil Kimal Odom Lemo. Kol Eitz HaGan Ochol Tochel. He can eat everything. May Eitz HaDaas Tovara Lo Sochel. But you have to know the limitations. It's a tragedy of human beings. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them everything and tells them, but there are limitations, they have to know and understand those limitations. When they don't understand those limitations, they have the problems. Kivi yom acholchom in menu. They will eat most times. What does it mean? He'll die? So, Rashi and Tilim says, and really, human being should every human being should have lived for 1,000 years. Kadosh Baruch Hu made us most promising. He said, not that you will die, you will be subject to death, and death will be an ongoing part of your life. I'm just reading the psalm and then we go back to a much deeper understanding of them. What does Tov mean here? Rashi said, Uncle says, Lo Takin. The two pshatim. Uncle is the Chuta Shamikra. But it is not, it's not functional for a human being to be all by himself. Tov, when it means Tak, friends, this is a good watch. What does a good watch mean? It runs and it tells time. It doesn't mean any moral qualities of this watch, that it's it has developed anything by itself. No. It's just a good watch. It means it functions. Takin means it's not functional for a human being to be by himself. He needs somebody else. However, Chazal tells us differently. Warren Yavomit says, Tasamach Aleph, Tasamach Beis, Tasamach Gimel. Tells us, Kol Asher B'lo Isha, if you're unmarried, Asher B'lo Tov, you're lacking Tov, Shinema Lo Tov. What does it mean? Very simple. Midas HaTov. Midas HaTov, the ability of a human being. Here, a human being is different than an animal. Human being able to think about someone else, to give to someone else, not to be consumed with his own needs only. It's the Midas HaTov. Human being, without the Midas HaTov, is not a human being. An animal is concerned with one thing, taking care of its needs. That's an animal. Human being has an neshama, because that has a capacity for Tov. Lo Tov Hei Yosodom Lavado. For a human being to be by himself and not give, that's not what a Kadosh Baruch Hu created a human being for. It's the ability of chesed and tikkun, to think about somebody else and do somebody else and do something else. So the midas hatov, and a person who thinks only about himself, a person doesn't get married. So he wakes up in the morning, he thinks about himself, he's always thinking about himself. And even if you function in other ways, but a person who functions within a family, his immediate way of thinking is about somebody else, about something else. As the low is a connector. So Rashi is Zocha, if he's Zocha, it's an Eze, she helps low Zocha. And if he's not Zocha, she's against him, they love him to fight with him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had created all the animals, but none of them were the proper Asa connector for the human being. And he gave names to everything. What is name? Adam Arishan understood the entire world. He understood the animal kingdom and identified, not just calling a dog, identified what was the essence and purpose of everything in the animal kingdom. And the essence and purpose of none of them was to be his Isaac Negda. Vayikra Adam Shemos. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Vayapal Hashem Lukim Tardema Adam. But he put him to sleep. He took part of his side. Salah doesn't necessarily mean a rib, it means a side. Well, it's Selah HaMishkan, the side of the Mishkan. And from it he built Chava, brought him to Adam, and says, oh, Zosapam. Nothing in the animal kingdom fits the rule. This is Isha, which is taken from human beings. Al ken yazav Isha sovivis imo v'dovat v'ishto v'hoyu v'bosarech. And the Ravid says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Adam different? He created animals. When he created animals, does the male dog came from the ground and the female dog came from the ground? A male elephant came from the ground and a female elephant came from the ground. Same for all animals. Them as the animal kings. Created a human being. He created a human being. Took part of him, made a different human being. It says you have to come back together. Because the idea in Brias Adam, fundamental part of Brias Adam, is male and female coming together, having a family in a permanent way. Animals, there's no such thing as marriage. They come together for mating and they go their separate way. Children, they go their separate way. But the idea that the basis of human society is male, female, getting together, having a family, that's the structure not only of Yiddishkeit but of human society. That is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria. So when people want to say, well, it's not necessary for in terms of marriage, etc. In the Goyish world, then it's the point. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria. That's the natural part of the Bria. And anything else that happens is a distortion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of the Bria. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world step by step by step with a goal of creating the human being, putting him into Gan Eden, as Pirkei Rabbi Lezer says, as the place where you're totally free from everything to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and created human beings to come together and mate together and create families. That's the natural way of human beings functioning. Gave them every opportunity, but gave them limitations. And there's a Gemara in Megillah. We'll discuss this, that Gemara next week. next week, next time we come together. Gemara says, Homon min haTorah minay. Where do we know Homon from the Torah? And it says, Hamin ho'eitz. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Hamin ho'eitz. What are they playing games? Hey, Mevnun. What does eating from the Eitz Hadas have to do with Homon? Answer is, human beings sometimes like to feel they have no limitations. What destroyed Homan? There are 127 provinces. In these 127 provinces, everyone bowed down to him. There was one Jew who refused to bow down to him. Homan wanted everything. He says, V'cholzeh, 127 provinces, everyone bowing down to me, except was one Jew. It's not worth anything to me unless I get the Jew bowing down to me. In the end, that's what destroyed him. You have to have everything, but you can't have everything. You have to live with limitations. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell all the Marishim? He called Eitz HaGan. You have every conceivable thing here. And you can't have everything. There's one tree you can't touch. But Adam needed everything. Human beings don't want to live with limitations. They want everything. What destroyed Haman is what destroyed Adam Arishan. People want Hefka, do whatever you want. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Mikol Eitz HaGan Achotoch. Get everything. Eitz HaDas, Asher B'Sokcha Galofoch. There's one tree you can't touch. So what did Adam begin going all over? No. There's one tree you couldn't touch. Yetzer comes, says, you might have that. That's the beginning of an understanding of what went wrong with the Eitz HaDas. We'll continue on for a good number of weeks now. We'll understand the whole story of the creation of Adam Rishon, all the Mamori Chazal, and the story of the Eitz HaDas. Shabbos.